last week, so we'll review and move on. So we discussed how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now it's this week's parasha. Zachar Shama Shabbat Vakadcho. So it says Zachar, so perhaps just coming home and thinking about the Kiddush, thinking about Shabbat should be enough. So therefore, the Sifra tells us, no, Shamar tells me in the way, after Shamar Balei, but Zachar Mani Makayim Bepet. Similarly, like we have by Zechiras Amalek, that Lo Tishkach tells me not to forget, Mani Makayim Bezachar, Zachar Bepet. So he said it's not enough, even though there's a Prima Gadon Shita that says that here is enough, but we pass, can we assume we need at least Bepet. So how much of Kiddush is Daraita? There's three components to Kiddush. There's Kiddush B'dvarim, there's Kiddush Al HaYayin, and then there's the drinking of the wine. HaMavarach Sarach Sheyitom. So we pointed out the Rambam and other Rishonim and the Magen Avraham follow like the Rambam that Kiddush B'dvarim, that is the mitzvah min HaTorah. The other two components are only midrabanan. There's a tosis in Shvuot and Avchav Amad Beis that says not only is Kiddush Bidvarim, but it has to be al hakos. You don't have to drink the kos. Drinking it's drabanan, but Zachar Ayayin is a din d'oraita, so you have to be holding a cup of wine during Kiddush. And then we have a third sheet, the Rashi and Nazir, and Avgimel Amad Beis. Not only is Kiddush B'dvarim Daraisa, not only is Kiddush Alakos Daraisa, but even drinking the wine itself is also a Din Daraisa. And we pointed out, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there, how you learn that Gemara. And Tosfos says, no, not really whether a Nazir makes Kiddush, and could they make Kiddush and drink the wine. So according to Rashi, the way he learns the Gemara, that yes, it's Nishma Lovatos HaMitzvah, therefore, you can go ahead and the Nazir makes Kiddush and drinks wine. Rov Rishon, we assume like Tosfos said no, that a Nazir can't because the Yayin's only Drabanan, so the Nazir is Mitzvah Daraisa. So therefore we assume that there is no Kiddush by a Nazir. Then we pointed out another Nafkamina might be is what about Kiddush on Yom Kippur? Because we, at least got this Kiddush on Yom Kippur itself is a question, but let's assume when Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, where it's still Shabbos, so we're still Chayiv in Kiddush Min HaTorah. So, is there a Chayiv Kiddush? So, we said, so perhaps according to Rashi, that if you assume Rashi holds you need all three to fulfill your mitzvah, the rites of Kiddush, and since obviously you can't drink wine on Yom Kippur, so perhaps according to Rashi, when Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, there'll be no mitzvah of Kiddush. However, we assume like the Bali Tosis and other Rishonim, and only Kiddush B'dvarim is the right. In fact, the Magen Avraham Zeraya is this. The Magen Avraham, how do I know I'm right? That you fulfill your mitzvah. The Magen Avraham extended the Rambam. The Rambam just said Kiddush B'dvarim. If you read the text of Kiddush, you fulfill the mitzvah. The Magen Avraham extended it based on the Rambam, just by davening Shmona Esrei Friday night, saying the bracha Makadish HaShabbos, that's enough. So how do I know I'm right? He says, because how do we fulfill our mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos? Obviously, we don't go home and make Kiddush. The same way it works Yom Kippur night in Shul or in Davening Ma'ariv, so too works all year round. So according to, we assume we fulfill a mitzvah and there is, and clearly, according to the Magen Avraham, the Chazal never instituted over a cup of wine or drinking it on Yom Kippur, for obvious reasons. So according to the Magen Avraham, we fulfill a mitzvah d'arais of Kiddush Ishvan Esri. Perhaps according to Rashi, there is no mitzvah of Kiddush, period. And that's also the Ritva in Shabbos also seems to say that also, perhaps that we fulfill a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur in the Myra. And then we pointed out
Rashi or Tosfos?
According, well, the Ritva says about it be like Tosfos Shita. Rashi would say, according to Rashi, it definitely can't work. You have to actually drink the wine.
Right. You said Rashi.
And then we discussed the Gemara, the Machlokes Beisilo, Beishamai, and Brachas, Nanalos, about what's the Seder HaKiddush, that Beishamai says first Kiddushas Hayom, then the Yayin, and Beisilo, the way we follow, we do Yayin, then Kiddushas Hayom. And so the Pnei Yoshua and the Svach asked the Kasha that if Kiddushas Hayom is Daraisa, And like we're assuming like the Magen Avraham and Tosfos, the way we paskin, that Kedushas Hayom is Daraita, and Borei Pri Hagafa is only Drabanan, so the Daraita should take precedence over the Drabanan. Which leads the Srach and the Pnei Yeshua to conclude, they Nachinami, you're right. But here we're talking about someone who already was fulfilled his mitzvah in Kiddush when he davened Friday night. So here only dealing on both the Dinam Durabanas, then we go with Tadir. But Nachinami, as the Srach says, Vahavacha Bich Kiddush, that if a woman, because some, but it's the same for a man, that if there's a minig, there's more women that don't have a mayor than men, let's put it that way. So if a woman did not have a mayor, but she ends up making kiddush, according to the Srach, she has to follow Beis Shammai's order of saying the kiddush is hayom first, and then the Borei Pri Hagafen, because that's a din d'oraisa, and the Borei Pri Hagafen is only a din d'rabbanan. The Shagat Ayah disagrees. We point out there's a pre-chadash also, but like the Srach, but the Shagat Ayah disagrees completely, says it's not true. There is no principle that the fact that something, that you have two mitzvahs, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to do that, a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The fact that one is a mitzvah d'oraisa does not necessarily automatically mean it gets kadima. And what's my raya? Every Friday night, what do? Every Friday night, we make the Borei Pri Hagafen first, which is only d'rabbanan, and we do the kedushas hayom later. So clearly, it's a machlokas shagas ayeh, the Srach. So the shagas ayeh would say, even if someone did not have a mayrev, or even if a woman did not have a mayrev, and she made kiddush, she would still continue with the order we used to. She'd make a Borei Pri Hagafen. That'd be a machlokas shagas ayeh Srach on what would be the order of kiddush for someone who did not have a mayrev or did not do kiddush bidvarim yet. So according to the Srach, a big kiddush kedushas hayom, you have to switch the order of kiddush. And according to the shagas ayeh, the pashtus says that it's not that way.
Why didn't you say it by saying by who you fulfilled?
Right, I mean
hayom.
Well, Mahalat Hashem.
Problem.
You mean when you say by Yechul, you mean in the Kiddush?
In the Kiddush, so then she's fulfilled the mitzvah, Kedushas Hayom.
You mean when
she's. Because the Mishnah Berurah, some people say that a woman should say the Kiddush with you.
Right, with you or even by themselves, right? Yes, right, to know the Behuda, right?
Right.
No, right, so the question is right. So you're saying, when you say by Yechul, you're saying. But the question is and the woman, but the woman, is the woman saying it or not?
No, if the woman makes kiddush.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they
make kiddush? Okay, but Vayichu really isn't me dina kiddush. I mean, that's we do the Vayichu, but the dina kiddush is Borei Pri Hagafen, and, you know, I guess I'm not sure exactly when Vayichu was added, or maybe it was always there, but that's not, in other words, when Beit Shammai didn't even mention Vayichu. So it'd be an interesting question exactly what, you know, when was that added? But then you're right, Echinami, then Bizman Hazeh, if you're saying Vayichu, so maybe we really are following Beis Shammai. Right, it's an interesting point, right?
The question is, what exactly is the language?
Right, and then we'll have, that's what we're going to get into, right? Well, so that was the Magen Avraham. So everyone jumped all over the Magen Avraham and said, how could we know, as the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Chatham and Beis, a woman is chayiv in kiddush min haTorah the same as a man zocha v'shamar, because yeshnu v'shmira, yeshnu v'zechira. So how can it be if a man, assuming a man dav a mayer, a woman did not? So we have a more fundamental question: how can a man be motzi a wife in kiddush? A pashta tachiyav derabanan cannot do a mitzvah for a chiyav deraisa. So we answer. So another Yehuda say, Echinami, you're right. The dogma of a woman should dav a mayer, and therefore if not, she should make her own kiddush. Or we pointed out the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says you should have, it's a different context, we'll go back to the Chasam Sofer when we get into what its context was, but what he says is that you should have negative kavana, echinami, don't have in mind, and we'll assume stam kavana, because you don't normally, the fact that you're going to go home and make kiddush over one is showing that you're not really having kavana for kiddush now. So whether you have negative kavana, he writes negative, maybe this means not having positive kavana. Whatever the din of kavanah is, it's a separate shaila. But you have to have a mind to the yotzei mitzvah tefillah, but not the mitzvah of kiddush. Therefore, you're still chayiv min haTorah when you get home, and therefore it's no problem. Then we pointed out to Aruch HaShulchan and Rabbi Akiva Eger. They said, "What's the problem? We have a pretty, it's true al shamea kaone. You have to be on the same level. A chiyav derabbanan can't be motzi chiyav deraisa. But there's another principle: yotza motzi koyis al reivim zelazed. The din of arvis." That in two if I'm the only Baal Tokeya, if I'm the only one who can read Hebrew, until I'm chayav to make Kiddush for everyone in the room, I have to go to everyone's house or whatever the parameters are, but if I'm around and I can, I'm going to make Kiddush 100 times, 10 times, even with the brachas, because until every Jew on Theodore heard Kiddush, I wouldn't fulfill my obligation completely. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, based on Yatza Motzi, I give a gas, but we know the Russian brachas tells us Nashim Eino Bechal, the women aren't included in Arevis. So that he points out that what the Rush means is only in the context of the Gemara and Berchas HaMazon. The Gemara discusses whether women on the same daf Chacham Aveis and Brachas, whether a woman is Chayiv and Berchas HaMazon Shereisa Drabanan. The Gemara says Maynach Gamina, who cares, she has the bench, whether she can be Motzei a man. So therefore, if you assume that a woman is Minat Torah and has no obligation to bench, so that's what the Rush means. If she has no obligation to bench, she can go ahead and be Motzi someone else. But by Kiddush, Nashim Chayavis be Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are Chayav in Kiddush Minat Torah. So there's no discussion. Even the Rush would agree that in this situation there is Arvitz for women and there's no problem.
Isn't there something, I think in lieu of the Rush, isn't there something that it's the issues that are women mostly a man. There's
Arvitz
is two sides. There's the
Arvitz. Yeah, but Kiv Ega talked about maybe it only works in one direction.
Yeah, the
right. Women.
Men can do women, but women can't
right,
do men.
Yeah. That's
why not?
He brings.
No,
yeah, that's right, based on the Rush. He discusses. Right. But then there's another answer he said of the Minchas Chinuch. These three answers have been assuming it's a good question and we give an answer. That we were assuming the Magen Avraham's assumption was true, that you are Yotzei Kiddush Min HaTorah in Tefillah, and now we have to give answers how can you be Motzei your wife. The Minchas Chinuch debates the whole assumption. He says there's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, which no one's cholek on, and the Gemara says if part of the mitzvah d'orais or part of the mitzvah of Kiddush is it's not enough to mention Zeichu Ma'aseh Bereishis, but you have to mention Zeicha Yitzias Mitzrayim. It may be based on Zeira Shava Hekish in the Gemara over there. So last I checked, our Myra Friday night does not have Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Shemona Esrei, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch denies the whole Yitzhak. There's no problem. Don't worry. You're not Yotzei Kiddush. Just go home and make Kiddush. But we come out according to the Minchas Chinuch, the Shah would be when Yontif Shechol B'Shabbos. When Yontif was out on Shabbos, we daven Tfilah L'Shalosh Regolim. And that's why even Yom Kippur fits in well, because Yom Kippur, you also do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, it would fit in well that Yom Kippur, you are Yotzei, and even according to the Minchas Chinuch, that on Yom Kippur now you could be Yotzei in Shul. But he says that according to the Minchas Chinuch, if it's a Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, then okay, then I have a Kasha. But if it's a regular Shabbos, it's no Kasha because you're not Yotzei. What would Magen Avraham answer? So either the Magen Avraham will have to say, it isn't a din d'araisa, it's only a smach, it's a din d'rabanan. Or as the Be'er Halacha brings down, maybe we do mention, just have to go back a step. We mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema. So since it's Halacha, smichas lua tzvila, so perhaps what's the difference if it's in tzvila or not? It's in Kriya. I guess that only helps if you, when you're davening, because some sheets that when you daven early, so you only dive in the Shemon Esrei and you do the Kriya Shema later. So, but assuming you dive in the standard Seder, it's all right. So then he says you have to extend it to that. If some want to say a Kiddush in the Magen Avraham, even if he holds that it's a Din D'Oraisa, maybe it's only a Din L'Chatchila. That, because the Rambam writes, not only is Tzvila D'Oraisa, but Seder has Tzvila D'Oraisa. You need Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. Bakasha?
I was trying to figure out
if
we
should have Zechel Mitzvah Mitzrayim
on
Genevot. On what? Is there Zechel Mitzvah Mitzrayim on Genevot?
No, you mean is there? Right, well, because the Magen Avraham is supposed to be the Ein Sheva, so it's not in the Shemon Esrei. So therefore it shouldn't be in the Shemon Esrei, because it's supposed to be a Kain, right. Oh, but then you're thinking, you mean? Well, you're
Genevot.
Right. So maybe that's the reason for the Minig.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Minchas Chinuch introduced it in Tefillah, right, something like that.
Sorry, yeah.
So then the question is, right, then I guess you have to mention it together, but you have both anyway in the Magen Avraham, you have Shabbos also, so therefore it would be up. Yeah. So in fact, Yeah, in fact, some say that's what the Magen Avot is. It's the Chazaras Hashad. It's the Rav has no shnicko on it. That each one is Kain Shiva. It goes over, you know, each of the brachas.
What so, happens if the shul makes Kiddush? Then do we then have the problem again? So if, according to Menachem Sin, if you don't have a problem because you're not yotzei tefillah, you're not yotzei kiddush and tefillah because it doesn't have it, right?
You want to, what about this different shuls that make actual kiddush?
Yeah, now that's bringing back the problem.
Right, good. I'm gonna come to that. That's a good point. Right, maybe that's one of the reasons the minhag stopped. Either way, right,
to, yeah,
right.
Because you just got
right.
out of the problem.
Right, exactly. But that's for a different case. I'll get into the kiddush from Malcolm Stu that's going to tie into. That's something to talk about
but,
now.
Would you be yotzei the kiddush, or are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You're
talking about. Right, but that would be so pashtus then, right, same thing. By, if you had, you know, if you're saying by Yehu and Shul, so then according, and then assuming, that's assuming you're being motzei with that kiddush, you know, I mean, assuming you're doing Shomei HaKona, and assuming you're Yotze, then you have a kiddush from Malcolm Sud, the problem, so we'll get into that in a second. So, I want to point out that maybe another kiddush in the book, because the Rambam says not only is Tefillah the right, but Seder Tefillah. You need Shevach, Bakash, and Odot. The Kash on the Magen Avraham is, he writes, we all know women are chayiv in Tefillah, the Mishnah and Brachas. The whole issue is how much are they chayiv in? So you have the whole gamut. You have the Magen Avraham who says, he claims the Rambam Shita is just by saying, getting up and saying, Amo Da'ani is enough. Others say, no, you need at least a Shachar, so you need a Shevach, Bakash, and Odot. Then you have some say Shachar, it's a Mincha, some say Shachar, it's a Mincha Mayrav. But whatever, so the Magen Avraham says, a simple Amo Da'ani. So the Kasha is, but the Rambam himself writes, say the Tefillah is the Raisa. So how can the Magen Avraham say Amo Da'ani is enough? So someone suggests that even though it's a din daraisa, but it's only a din lechatchilo, which is, it gets into a separate question, is the Ritva and Ravid by hid the mitzvah in terms of whether, is that true? But the fact that something's not indispensable can still be, that was, the Ritva's right, a hid the mitzvah isn't daraisa, is the fact that you could, that we talked about lulav sarach eged, that al hid the mitzvah, the Gemara said you have to keep, put all the dal and minim together. And since the Chachamim say you yotzei b'diyev without it, that's the Ritva's right. Well, Hidda Mitzvah can't be daraisa. If it was daraisa, in other words, you can't have a lechatchila. The Magen, but the Ravid cholek on him. So the Magen Avraham is not working with the Ritva, assuming you learned this pattern. The Magen Avraham, you could say the tefillah is daraisa, but you're not fulfilling your mitzvah and a mufkav. You're fulfilling your yotzei mitzvah daraisa of tefillah. So too they'll say by kiddush. When the Gemara says in Pesachim that you need Zecha Yetzias Hayim, the Magen Avraham also agrees. But that he holds it's a din in Hilchos Kiddush. If until the mitzvah of Kiddush, a mitzvah and a mufkar, you should mention Zecha Yetzias Hayim. But if you don't, it's still you still fulfill your mitzvah, but you're not fulfilling your mitzvah and a mufkar. But either way, those are the different shitas on. If we assume the Magen Avraham is correct, we have to deal with our minhag of how does a man be motzi a woman. So, and then there's a further shaila between the Bir Halacha and Rabbi Kiva Eger. What happens what is enough to say? We say you need a haskara. Is a haskara it's called to? Everyone agrees if you actually recite the Kiddush, that's enough. Whether you do it in tefillah is enough, that the machokas, the minchas chinuch Magen Avraham. What happens if you just get home and say, good Shabbos? And the woman says, good Shabbos back to you. Is that enough? So Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests in the Tshuva that yes, perhaps, he says, why? But he says, perhaps that's where the meaning of going home and saying good Shabbos comes from, that a woman fulfills a mitzvah d'oraisa when she responds, and then everyone's only chayim midrabanan after that. And the Bi'ar HaLacha quotes Rabbi Akiva, does not like it at all. He says, no, that's not enough. So what is this Nekudas HaMachokas between the Bi'ar HaLacha and Rabbi Akiva Eger, and whether good Shabbos is enough? So this is probably based on a fundamental machlokas rishonim, getting back to the basics of what is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Why are we making Kiddush? What role are we making because the Torah commands us? What did the Torah have in mind when they said what exactly is the geder hadin of this mitzvah of Kiddush? So this is a famous machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Oh, that's the way they all say it is anyway. The Rambam writes in Perek Chavtes, Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes, he talks about the mitzvah asay of Kiddush, etc. And then he writes that, and basically the mitzvah is Zechira Shevach. It's basically to extol the character of the day. The Rambam Shita is the Yisod of Kiddush is Zachreyu, is Zechira Shelech V'Odah. You have to extol the day of Shabbos. And the Ramban in this week's Parsha, a long Ramban on the Aseret HaDibros of Zachar, many good Yisodas in there. But this is towards the end of the Ramban. Most people never get this far. That the Ramban writes, and you know what he compares making Kiddush to? He says, this is like when Beis Din is Makayesh the Yovel, Kiddashta Mishnat HaChamishim. When Beis Din says Makudish Makudish. In other words, if we could put it this way, the Torah says Zachar Shom HaShabbat L'Kodcho. So the according to the Rambam, the Iker is the Zachar. It says Zachreyo, extol the character today. According to the Ramban, the Iker word in that pasuk is Makadcho. It's a Makadish to Yom, like Beis Din, and that's Makudish, Makudish. It's not to extol the character of the day. There's a mitzvah, like the Mordechai writes.
I thought that Shabbos is different than Yom Tov.
It is. In fact, I'm going to get to that point right now. In fact, that's what the Ramban and others point out, that the Mordechai quotes from one of the Rishonim in Gittin regarding the case of Shemitah's Ksatim. Shemitah's Ksatim works by itself. Yet, the Mordechai writes, that mitzvah, well, Amr, it's a mitzvah to say, Zedvar, whatever the word, Zedvar, Shemitah, or Shamar, whatever the Lashon is. Because even though, as we're pointing out, there's a fundamental difference between, as the Gemara tells us in Be'ah, and Av Yizayi, and many other places, there's a fundamental difference between Kedusha Shabbat and Kedusha Yontav. Shabbat is Kviya V'Karma. Shabbat comes by itself, it has inherent Kedusha. Yontav, it's Makadish Yisrael V'Azmanim. But nevertheless, the Ramban equates the same type of thing. He says, all you need, he says, and I'll get into this more later, the Savior Reim says, that's the Chavivis, that's also like Kedusha's Bechor. That's inherent Kedusha, yet the Chachamim say, Mitzvah L'Avdisho. Even though it has inherent Kedusha, nevertheless, as Chavivis, they set up that you should Makayash HaBidvarim. So the Ramban holds, the Iker is just the show to, you're basically saying Shabbos is Makud. You bring, like a Yovel, now you're bringing in Yovel's here now. You're Makadish to Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, the Iker of Kiddush is Zachreyo, to extol the day and the character. And the Ramban says, no, that's not the Iker, I'll give you many Nafkaminas. Then the Ramban says, the issue is Zachreyo Shabbos Makud, my Nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. So one Nafkamina is, what about Havdalah? We all know, the Gemara tells us explicitly, Kiddush is a mitzvah in our Torah, and Nosham Achayev even in Kiddush in our Torah. What about Havdalah? So the Rambam writes, when he talks about the mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kodcho, when he talks about extolling the day, he says there's a mitzvah to extol the day, Bichnisaso Uviyitziyato. Havdalah is the same end. It's the same mitzvah. Havdalah is also Kiddush. It's two bookends. You're extolling the character of the day when it comes in and when it comes out. And the Rambam writes explicitly, the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah in our Torah. Because the source is Zachar Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh, the same source. And the Rambam, Rishitasa, holds Havdalah is the Raisa. The Ramban probably goes with the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim writes, and many other Rishonim, that Havdalah is only a mitzvah drabanan. Because why? Because as the Maharal Michalva writes in Psachim, if when Beis is Makadosh the Yovel, it's died to Makadosh at one time. And when you don't go ahead, you Makadosh it that night, the next day. When you Makadosh something, you do it once and that's it. So therefore, you Makadosh the day when it comes and that's it. There is no mitzvah to Makadosh. There is no mitzvah in our Torah to make Havdalah. And therefore, based on this, he says, the Rambam would hold one Nafkamina would be Havdalah would be the Raisa, which is according to the Rambam. And the Rambam would hold Drabanan. We'll have a whole Shir Havdalah, so this won't, we'll continue with Havdalah later on. Another Nafkamina would be, is the Rambam might also, I think in Perachas says, that we all know it's us to eat before Kiddush Friday night. What about eating before Kiddush Shabbos morning? Kiddushei Rabbah, as it's well known as. Is there an Isser Te'ima, an Isser Achila? So the Rambam writes, yes. Kishem Sha'asa to eat before Kiddush Friday night, so too the same issue applies. And the Ravid goes, Chaya Roshi, what are you talking about? He goes crazy on the Rambam, no way. There is no Isser of, there's no Isser Achila before Kiddush. So, and in fact, what's in the Kudat HaMachlokes? So it's the Rambam Shittasan again. The Rambam Shittasan, what's the mitzvah of Kiddush Zachreyo? To extol the character of the day. So Minat Torah, be it Bechnishaso, be it Tiyaso. The Chazal instituted that Kiddush Shabbos morning, Tikkun D'Rabbanan Ke'ein D'Oraisa of Tikkun, and therefore it's a Hadin of Kiddush. It's the same halacha of Kiddush, except it's a Din D'Rabbanan. So this act is an issue of Te'ima of Friday night, or this Achila to eat before Kiddush Friday night. This is Achila Shabbos morning. The rabbi says, what? What Kiddush? It's not a Din of Kiddush Shabbos morning. There's nothing to do. You make Kiddush one time. When Shabbos comes in, you make Kiddush today like the Ramban. What's the... It's just a Din to give Chashivas in the Suda. So Chazal said, make a Bore Priya Gafim. It's not a Din of Kiddush. There's no Isser to eat. According to the rabbi, there's no Isser at all to eat before, because there is no Kiddush. So I guess it's a misnomer, there is no Kiddush, so therefore there's no Isser to eat before Kiddush. But he says, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush with a night, that's it. It's just a token, Bore Priya Gafim, to try to give more Chashivas to the Suda. But it's nothing to tell me about the mitzvah. So again, that seems to be the machlokes of Rambam. The Rav points out this interesting rashba.
That's not a machlokes in Rambam. Maybe the Rav is just saying that if there's no mitzvah at all of Kiddush that day. It's not like the Rambam.
Rambam
doesn't say
that there's
a Kiddush, right?
Right, but he doesn't say about Kiddush Shabbos morning.
Maybe the Rambam is saying there is no Kiddush.
You could say either.
I'm not catching how it's told.
No, the Rambam. I'm saying the Rambam's Lishitasan. Right.
Yes,
but the Rambam. You don't have to say it. It's a possibility that the Rambam could hold. Right. But he doesn't. The Rambam himself doesn't say it. Therefore, even though he does point out that even when he agrees that it's the Rabbanan and stuff the Kiddush Shabbos morning. Maybe I have to check that long Ramban if he actually mentions Kiddush.
Right.
If he mentions it, he might mention it in there or not. But right. But either way, you don't have to say it in the
Ramban.
Right, exactly. That's what I was saying. Once we have a Lashitasa, so it doesn't have to be that way, 100%. And then we have there's a Rashbam and Sachem about the Gemara talks about Kiddush B'makam Suda. So there's a. So what's Pshat in Kiddush B'makam Suda? So it seems to be 2 days in the Rashbam. What's the nature of the din of Kiddush B'makam Suda? Is it a din in Kiddush? Or is it a din in the Suda? In other words, why? What am I enhancing? Basically, it's a mitzvah of Kiddush. I have a Suda to give the Kiddush more Chashivas or no? The Iker is the Suda, and therefore, in order to give Chashivas to the Suda, we make Kiddush. So this 2 days in the Rashbam seems to be Machlokas of Vilna Gaon and the Gaonim. Where does it come up? Where does it come up? Because the Shaila is, what do? We all know, or most of us do, after Shul, but they have a Kiddush in Shul. And usually Kiddush is with cake, kichels, whatever, no bread, per se. So the Shaila is, so we go ahead, and we make, or whoever does it, that's the Minhag Yisrael, we make Kiddush over cake Shabbos morning. So the Shaila is that considered Kiddush B'makam Suda? So, according to the Gaonim, that it's a din in Kiddush B'makam Suda, it's a din in Kiddush. So therefore, yeah, in other words, you're just enhancing the Kiddush usually with the Suda, a cake is good enough. It's a din in Kiddush, so cake serves the purpose. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, it's a Kiddush B'makam Suda, din in Suda. Suda, you need pot. And that's where the Vilna Gaon sheet is, perhaps you can't even make Kiddush then over cake, because that, okay, so therefore, our minig at first then seems to be like the Gaonim, that we make Kiddush, because according to the Gra, it seems to be not Kiddush B'makam Suda, maybe you can't eat. So the Rav pointed out that's true, but perhaps one could argue that maybe it even follows the Gra. Maybe we pass from like the Gra, Kiddush B'makam Suda, you need Lechem. Aye, how do we eat then? If it's nothing, if we're not Yosei and Shua, what the heck did he eat? With the seer of the Ravid, I just quoted that the Ravid held there is no, either there's no Din Kiddush or there's no Isra Achila, so perhaps maybe we pass from like the Gra, but the reason why we're not eating is because you're not making Kiddush, because you need Kiddush from Makam Suda, so therefore it's okay to have your cake. The Nafkamina would be, according to the Gra and the Gaonim, when you go home and have lunch, are you chayav to make it? No big deal to make another Bore Priya Gafim, but are you chayav to? So according to the Vilna Gaon, yes. You still haven't fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush, i.e. Kiddush B'makam Suda. And when you go home, you got to make Kiddush before you have the Hamotzi. But according to the Gaonim, no, you already fulfilled Kiddush B'makam Suda in Shul or in the house, wherever you had your wine and cake. And therefore, there's no need, there's no problem with making another Kiddush, but it would be necessary. So that Pashas Mekar Adin, the minhag seems to go like the Golanim, that Priyala Mekar Adin, you're probably Yotze, the Kiddush Makom Suda with the cake, and therefore you don't have to, but you know, it's one of those things where it's a milsa de lotirach, it's not a big deal to go ahead and make another Kiddush. And another Nafkamin.
It would be Nafkamin if you didn't have wine.
So then, right, that's saying, so that's on the Mekar Adin, we pass like the Golanim. So you don't have to. I'm saying in a case where you have wine, and you know, or maybe make it over Chama Medina.
Right.
But another interesting Nafkamina the Rav points out is it doesn't come up that often, but it can. Maybe Simchas Torah night is the most likely scenario. What about, as we pointed out, some shuls make Kiddush in shul. That's I think where it comes up. Also, we all took it. A lot of times people they go and make Kiddush in the sukkah. I guess maybe they serve cakes for people on the sukkah. So does that work? Did you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush for Makam Suda? So Bishloma, during the day, we have the, even according to the Gra, we have the Raivit to be Somachan. But at night time, we don't. So therefore, we have to take a stand at night. So can you make Kiddush over cake at night? So according to the Golanim, yes. It's a din in Kiddush, Makam Suda is a din in Kiddush. It's enough for the Kiddush. But according to the Gra, no. According to the Gra, well, we'll not be able to make Kiddush Friday night or the night of Friday night because according to the Golanim, yes, as it did in Kiddush. According to the Gra, it would be problematic. And then one last thing, and that's right. Therefore, Kiddush from Makom Suda. Now we get into that Shaila, and yet we didn't touch on it. Let's say if you. In the places where you make vayichulu, so is that so pashas kiddush min haTorah? If you plan on being yotze, that's probably the best place to be yotze with because that's the text of the kiddush. But anyway, right? Wouldn't solve our problem. But would solve it according to the minchas chinuch. Even the minchas chinuch would agree that if you're saying the text of Kiddush in Shul, assuming you're being Yotzi, so then he'd agree with the Magen Avraham's, he would agree with the problem. There is a problem of going home and that. And one last thing, so we said that the Gemara says in Psachim that there's an Indian of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. What's that all about? Like Bishlom, Anyantif, the Shalosh Golem, Pesach, so here's some connection. Why are we mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush? Why is there a need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush Friday night at all? So getting back to what we discussed the Ramban, we point out the difference between Yontif and Shabbos is Shabbos is inherent Kedusha, Yontif is Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman, and we bring in the Kedusha. And as we pointed out, but nevertheless, Mitzvah Lafisho, we do a token. We say Kiddush, or by Kedushas Bechor, we say Mitzvah Lakacho, or by Shemitah Ksotim. Nevertheless, we go through it anyway. There's a beautiful Meshach Chachma in this week's parasha. The Meshach Chachma writes from Shochah Yovel, he talks about Har Sinai. He says, really, when the Jews left Har Sinai, obviously Har Sinai was Kadosh, but once the Jews left Har Sinai, like a Tinoch, they ran away. That was it. Really, the Kedusha should have disappeared. It's only based on the Gemara and Beya, a Dervish of a Minyan, that for some other technical reason. But really, the Kedusha would have left. Why? Because what Pshat is, because easy come, easy go, he writes. That a person, if anything to be meaningful in life, you have to be proactive, you have to do something. Just to sit back and let the Kedusha come. Okay, you didn't do anything on Har Sinai. Okay, so God did everything, you did, that's it. And the Meshach Chachma has the same thing like Kayin and Hevel. That Hevel Habi Gamhu, the difference between Kayin and Hevel is Hevel put work into his carbon, and that's why it was accepted. And that's the Yisod of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the Mekadesh Yisrael of Azman. I mean, it's only a token, but we want to show it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're also infusing the thing with Kedusha. And just to conclude, there's a beautiful Avnei Nezer.
You can go back to the Good Shabbos.
Yes, that's the Machol.
The Rambam.
Yes, the Rambam. Right. Right. According to the Rambam, that's the Bir Halacha. Good Shabbos isn't enough because you have to do the Chiyuv. It's not enough. And according to the Rambam,
it's like
Rabbi Akiva Eger, that would be enough, right?
Yeah. just by saying the
Shana. Right, that's in the clue to tell Machok, the Rambam.
Right,
Bir Alok is like the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam and says that's why it's no good. He himself quotes the Rambam. And the Rabbi Kid Akers was working with the Ramban, apparently.
Right.
So, this is the conclusion with the Avnei Nezer. It's Derech Drush, Hashem Mishmu quotes it, that there's a Machokas, the Gemara talks about in Arvei Pesachim about, we know that we make Pesachim on Tzoy Shabbos. Why do we make Pesachim? Because we lose the Neshama. I don't know if he's on Shabbos, you have the Neshama Yisera. What about Anyantif? Anyantif, do we have in the Neshama Yisera? So, there's a Machokas, Rashbam, and Tosa. So, because what does the Rashbam say? Because what happens when Yantif falls out of Motzoi Shabbos? So, do we make Pesachim Motzoi Shabbos? The answer is no, we don't. So, why not? So, the Rashbam, right, you know why? Not because we have a Neshama Yisera on Yantif. Without losing anything, there's no need to have the Pesachim. So, that's why we have it. So, Tosa says, what are you talking about? He disagrees.
You
he
mean
says,
the next day is Yantif?
Yeah, that's Saturday night. And the Tosa says, what are you talking about? He says, we don't have a Neshama Yisera on Yantif. As much as my Raya, Motzai Yantif. According to you, Motzai Yantif Acharon, so why don't we... So then when Yantif goes to Chol, whatever it's going to be, so where's the Besamim? Therefore, you don't know what you're talking about. What about the Raya of the Rashbam? That why don't we make the summon them on Motzai Shabbat of Yantif? According to Tosas, we lose on the Shema Yisera. The Tosas says, no, I'll tell you why, because what's the reason for the Bissamim is to cheer us up after we lose on the Shema Yisera? But since it's Yantif, we have Sudas Yantif, the food will do even better than the Bissamim. We eat a lot of food on Yantif, that will take care of our upsetness, and that's why we don't need it. So
why would you say Shalom Aleichem? Why do you say Shalom Aleichem when it's Motzai Yantif? Or it's the second day Yantif?
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem is for the...
What do you...
For the Malachim, right?
But what do you...
Oh, you're talking about the
Neshama Yisrael. Right, right. So the Kash is, so how do we answer Tosis Kash on the Rashbam? Why don't we make... So where's the Besamim according to the Rashbam of Tzoy Yontav Acharon? So the Avnei Nezer has to see so. He says, because what's Pshat? It's true on Shabbos, like Bechor, that... If there's an inherent condition, nevertheless, a mitzvah l'kadesh like the Ramban, that's only a token makadesh. Really, it's an inherent kedusha. But by Yantav, it's a makadesh of Azmanim. So something which comes b'meila, it has inherent kedusha, easy come, easy go. We didn't bring in kedusha Shabbos. So right after Shabbos is over, our karasina, that's it. The kedusha disappears, and we need to quickly give it up to Samim. We can't take it anymore. We need to line up a bit. But Yantav, we created the Kedusha, so the Kedusha doesn't, so it takes a while for the Kedusha, for the Neshama Yisera to leave, therefore we don't need the Besamim because it's not running, it's going to stick around for a little bit longer. Okay. That's the Yisrael, difference between Kedusha, and that's the whole essence of Shabbos, even though, it's true, it's only a token Kedusha, but as the Ramban saying is, Mitzvah Kais, and that's the fundamental Machlok, is Rambam Ramban, is the Iker is Zachreel, or is it Zachar is Kacheo, many Nafkaminis, whether Havdalah is the right to draw banan, whether the Isser of eating Achila Kodem Tfila before the Kiddush, whether, you know, the Machokas of the Kiddush, Ega Bir Halacha, about Good Shabbos, and then we said we had, perhaps it ties in or not, but the issue had, we had Kiddush from Makam Suda, about if it didn't Kiddush or it didn't Suda, the Machokas, the Gra, and the Gaonim, Nafkamina, could you have to go home and make another Kiddush for lunch over bread, like the Gra, or what about Friday night? Is enough to fulfill your mitzvah kiddush from Makam Suda at the Suda? I mean, at the Unshul. I left out one other Nafkamina, perhaps also is when could you make kiddush? So, are you allowed to make kiddush before Shabbat starts? Again, before Shabbat starts, so the Rambam Shita says explicitly you can make kiddush while it's still Meod Yom Gadol, and the Ramban says, no way. Ramban says, yeah, I can't make Kiddush unless it's Shabbos. So it's the same Nekudas HaMachokas. The Rambam who holds the Mitzvah Zachreyu, so Samach Lashki is good. It doesn't have to be exactly, Havdalah could be literally after Shabbos also, even though you're right, it could even be before Shabbos is over. But Kiddush, he says, so what? In fact, that's when the Rambam says you should make Kiddush before Shabbos. And the Ramban who holds it, the Mitzvah of Kiddush, you can't. In fact, as I pointed out, Rav Shlomo Zalman, as a tshuva, someone was asked, if he's making kiddush for a nurse during early Shabbos in the summer, if he's making kiddush in a nursing home, could he go home and drive home? So he has no tshuva, but it's all based on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's no connection between Issa and Malacha making kiddush. The Rambam clearly holds no. The Gemara says Rav Soli Shal Shabbos or Shabbos. No, so that's me did Tosefta Shabbos. You could bring in, but when you make the Nafka Mina is according to the Ramban, you're taking on Shabbos. According to the Rambam, you could go ahead and drive around and do some other stuff afterwards. That'd be another Nafka Mina between the Rambam and Ramban, where the Iker of Kiddush is the Zohar or the Kacheu.
What's required the effort? What did
the Nashon
do?
He's saying Meshach Chochmah is saying there was no effort. That's why really the Kedusha would have been, really there's no Kedusha left in Har Sinai. It's only because of a Dervish of a Vision Tarek Binyan Achot. So he's saying the point is anytime when you want something to be meaningful in Olam Hazeh, you have to put effort into it. And that's why even Har Sinai was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No Kedusha. That's why he says Chayit and Hevel. The reason why Hevel's was accepted is because the Hevel Evi Gavu, he goes to Hevel, did the soul, you know, whatever he brought, but he put effort in. Chayit just plucked off the, you know, the Priyadama, and that was it. And that's the Yisod in general, easy come, easy go, like the Avdei Nezer. Anything that's going to be meaningful in life, it has to be put, you had to put in effort.
You connected it back to Yisod Mitzrayim.
Right, that's how I put it. So that's perhaps why, since Shabbat is inherent Kedusha, so why is it the Chazal said, let's put Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush to show that in order for us, you know, to keep the Kedusha, so we infuse it also with the Zeich, which is, so to speak, you know, the concept of Mechai Yisrael Vazmanim, Zeich Yisrayim is our Kedusha. We bring it in so to make Shabbos more, you know, have a dual level of Kedusha, make it less. So Zeich is a remnant to the fact that we have, that even to make our own Shabbos meaningful, we have to do things like the Chafetz Chaim says. We sing in the Zmira. The Shmirah Shabbos is the Makadshei Shabbos. Shmirah Shabbos means the guy, he sits and lies in bed. He lies in his bed all day, does nothing. He's a Shomer Shabbos. But a Makadshei Shabbos is one who davens, sings Zmiras, learns Torah. That you saw even within Shabbos, there's a Zeichi Yitzias Mitzrayim element that we have to do. It's true in Heron Kedusha, but to make it more meaningful for us, we have to go and we have to infuse the Shabbos. If we want Shabbos to last afterwards, we have to do things. Or else right afterwards, bring out the Besamim, and you know, we lose
it. Why do you call that Zeichi Yitzias? What's the connection of your effort and your input?
Because that's a Chodesh Chadashim. That's the mitzvah of Kedusha's man. That's the whole, I'm connecting with Kedusha's Yantiv. That is all the Yom Tovim, the Shalosh Yagolim, only Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the connection. And that's based in doing it, that's Rosh Chodesh, that based in with Makadosh is man, by us being proactive.
The original question is, why do we need Yitzias Mitzrayim mentioned in order for Kiddush to be effective?
I just throwing in Derek Drush based on this. It's the element, because Shabbos is inherent, so then we go ahead and mitzvah a Kaddish b'dvarim, so also it's not enough just to make a Kiddush, but we have to act, you know, be proactive in terms of, you know, learning, davening, and other things in order for Shabbos to be more meaningful. You could be, that's...
Does that?
No, right, that's, you know, I'm saying it's a rem, you know, it's a rem, it's a drush, that's what, I'm saying that's what Zeichel Yitzias stands for. That is, because Shabbos stands for inherent Kedusha, mm-hmm. Zeichel Yitzias stands for proactive Kedusha.
Okay.
Why is it
Yitzias Mitzrayim?
No, because
we also... Why is it active in Yitzias Mitzrayim? That's why I'm not...